And China is where U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner was yesterday. During a week-long trip to Asia that he is taking, Secretary Geithner stopped over in Beijing to meet with his Chinese counterpart. One issue they were expected to talk about was the value of the yuan, that's China's currency. Some U.S. officials claim that China is undervaluing the yuan. They're accusing China of saying that the yuan is worth less than what it should be. China denies that. This matters because the yuan and the dollar are connected, and if the value of the yuan is down, it could encourage people to spend more on Chinese products than on American ones. Well, over on the western side of China, you'll find the country of Kyrgyzstan, a country that, as we told you yesterday, is going through some turmoil. The capital city of Bishkek was relatively calm yesterday, but earlier in the week, fighting between protesters and police left dozens of people dead and hundreds more wounded. Opposition leaders claim they've overthrown the government, that they are in charge. Kyrgyzstan's president acknowledged that there has been a takeover, but he says he's not abandoning his job, and he's willing to take responsibility for what's happening in the country recently. In the meantime, the interim government is trying to keep things calm and prevent further violence.